CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
We've been looking all over the boat for you. What are you doing in the stateroom, dear?
Oh, just writing some postcards.
Oh, why do it? Here's a lovely writing room off the library. Windows all around so you can see the ocean. Why do you stay down here in the stateroom?
Yes, Daddy, come on. Let's go out on the sun deck and play shuffleboard.
Yeah, come on, dear. Well, then there's a movie we can go to at 2:30. What's the matter? You feel seasick again?
Oh, no. I'm okay. Well, if you must know, I feel like an idiot being seen in the same clothes morning, noon, and night.
Oh, honey, who cares?
I care, I'm safe. You realize there isn't another man on board this ship who doesn't have on a sports shirt or a sports jacket? I am the only man who looks as though he's going to church.
Oh, now, really?
Well, it is true. Look, dark suit, white shirt, even the same dark necktie morning, noon, and night. Can't even dress up for dinner. I got one thing to wear, and this is it.
Well, don't let it spoil the whole trip on the boat.
Well, let me tell you something. When your suitcase is put in the hold of the ship, and you can't possibly get it until the boat docks, you have to spend 7 days in the same suit and shirt and the same tie.
I know. It's just a shame we don't have some friends traveling with us, some man who's the same size, so you can borrow some of his clothes.
Why didn't you have your suitcase put in the stateroom too, Daddy, like ours?
Daddy didn't tie the tag on his suitcase well enough. It must have come off. And
yeah.
When there's no tag, they just put things in the hold, and you can't get them, or maybe
it fell off. Oh, there you all are. Come on up on the promenade deck. I've met the loveliest people from Denver.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, we're going up on the sun deck to play shuffleboard, Aunt Effie, and then see the movie at 2:30. Mm-hmm. If I can persuade him, he's so self-conscious about having the same clothes on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I said it's a shame he doesn't have a friend on board who's the same size, mm-hmm. You know, so he could borrow.
Oh, yes, it is a shame.
All right, come on. I don't want to be a spoiled sport. Come on.
What?
I'll take you on the shuffleboard.
A young woman I know became emotionally distressed after going through some extremely trying problems. To get expert professional diagnosis and a subjective understanding of her emotional outlook, she arranged to enter a well-known clinic for a few weeks' stay. Before she left, a friend came to say goodbye, and her parting words were, "Be sure and write to me unless they chain your hands to the bed." Well, this kind of ignorance about mental and emotional problems actually hinders the fight for better mental health, throwing a cloak of fear and shame about illness that needs sympathetic understanding more than anything else. All of us have emotional problems at one time or another. Sometimes we can handle them ourselves. Sometimes we need expert help. To increase your understanding of our nation's number one health problem, send for the free booklet, How to Deal with Your Tensions, Box 3000, New York 1, New York. That address again, Box 3000, New York 1, New York.
Little girl, you dropped your jumping rope, I think. Isn't this yours?
Oh, yes. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome, dear. What's your name?
Betsy.
What a nice name. Betsy what?
Betsy Piper. That's my mommy and daddy over there playing shuffleboard.
Oh, uh-huh. Well, are you enjoying the trip?
Oh, yes. I love it. But I guess my daddy isn't enjoying it much. Betsy got awful seasick. And then he couldn't find his suitcase, and now he has to wear all the same clothes all the time.
Oh, what do you mean, dear?
Oh, he didn't put a tag on a suitcase or something. I don't understand it exactly. But they put a suitcase down in the bottom of the ship. We can't get it till we get to England now.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Oh, isn't that terrible? Arnold, did you hear that? Put your book down a minute. Arnold.
Hmm? Oh, yeah, I heard it. Too bad. Tough luck.
Mommy said it was too bad Daddy didn't have a friend on shipboard so Daddy could borrow some of his clothes.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, I can imagine how your daddy feels. Arnold, you look about the same size. Why don't you lend him something of yours so the poor man at least has a chance?
Do what?
Maybe one of your sports shirts.
One of my sports shirts? For the love of Mike, they're all new. I haven't even had them on myself.
What's your daddy's thinking, number dear?
A-128. And I'm right next door with Aunt Effie in 126.
Well, we're on AJ, too. We won't tell Daddy. We're making a real surprise. Shall we, Betsy?
Oh, yes.
Now, wait a minute, Harriet. Well, wait a minute. What do you mean?
You get one of those sports shirts and just give it to the steward and tell him to put it in Mr. Piper's stateroom. Just say that a shipboard friend is lending it to him for the trip.
Haven't even had those shirts on myself. They're brand new.
Oh, come on, Arnold. It'll be a nice, friendly gesture. Now, don't tell Daddy, Betsy. We'll make it a nice surprise.
Oh, yes.
Betsy? Betsy, come in here. Come on,
we've got to
go to the morgue. Who are those people?
I don't know.
Well, you mustn't bother other people, honey.
I wasn't bothering them. The lady saw my jump rope. I'm supposed to meet Aunt Effie on the promenade deck when we go to the movies. She wants to play ping pong.
Ping pong? Oh, boy. Aunt Effie playing ping pong. I think I'd rather stick around and watch that. That'll be better than any movie.
Aunt Effie's having a wonderful time. She wants to try everything, she says.
Well, come on. Let's take the elevator. I'm not going to walk down any six decks.
Oh, I'll see, Betsy.
All right. Come on, Betsy. We'll leave you with Aunt Effie, and then Mommy and I are going to the movie.
Oh, it was a pretty good movie, didn't you think?
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty long one.
Yeah.
The key to the stateroom.
Yeah, I got it right here.
If they had to find the address for dinner, where is the day?
Well, I don't have much to do, that's for sure. I even got a different tie.
No, not that one.
Well,
not
I mean,
again.
It's
I'm
all right.
The door.
You
I'm
tried
the
going
door.
Around the same floor.
I don't know where Beth is.
5 days or something.
Yeah, I think I'll put on my print dress tonight. It seems to... Oh, I must be in the wrong stateroom.
Oh, I got the key. 128, this is our stateroom.
This couldn't be ours.
Well, there's your suitcase.
Oh, what are all the clothes? For heaven's sake, this stateroom is like a clothing store.
Well, yeah, for Pete's sake.
Oh, they must have found your suitcase. It wasn't put in the hold after all. The steward unpacked for you. Oh, wasn't that?
What's the matter with you? That isn't my clothes.
You know?
That sports jacket.
You got a new one, wasn't it like that?
Just what, that thing? Are you kidding? That wouldn't be... It certainly is not my sports shirt. Or this one.
Well, look at the tie.
Oh,
well, you better ring for the steward.
Yeah, I certainly will.
You know, some pastor must have thought this was his stateroom and just walked in here and unpacked.
How could he think that?
I suppose he thought 128 was his stateroom.
How could he think that? Well, where's he been for the last 4 days? He certainly isn't a new passenger who got on board in the middle of the ocean.
Oh, no, I guess.
Thank
you.
You want me, Mr. Piper?
Oh, yes, Joe, come in, will you? What's Sam Hiller, all these clothes?
Oh, I put them in here for you, sir.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, where did you get them? What do you mean?
Well, I don't know anything about it, sir. I thought you did. All afternoon, your friends have been coming down asking me to put these in your stateroom for you.
My friends? I hardly know anybody on the ship.
That's what they said, sir. They were sorry about the suitcase being put in the hold of the ship. I said, we're lending you some extra changes of clothes for the trip, sir.
Who were they?
Yes.
Well, I don't know, sir. I thought you knew them.
Well, no one.
No.
Wait a minute. Joe, how many people brought things in?
Well, I don't know exactly, sir. I should say 7 or 8.
They were... Do you know their names?
No, sir. As I said, I thought you knew them.
Oh, well, that's the craziest thing
I've ever heard you and said. Thank you so much. I'll give it to him. Here it is.
Aunt Effie with a man's sweater.
Oh, you're back from the movie. Betsy, come here, dear. Daddy's back from the movie. What a surprise.
Oh, yes, Daddy. Surprise.
Surprise? What do you two know about this?
Yes.
Well, look at this room.
Oh, dear. Well, my goodness. I didn't realize everybody Betsy and I talked to would offer something. Well, aren't people lovely, really? They were all so sorry for you.
Honestly, I might have known. Well, you better tell us who everything is from, Aunt Effie, so we can thank them.
Oh, my dear. Well, now, I'm not sure about all their names, but the man who said he had this extra sports jacket was about your size, with blonde hair and the loveliest wife. Oh, no. That was the man who had some extra nylon underwear. Brand new, he said.
Wait a minute. You mean you don't know the names of the people who brought these things?
Oh, dear. Now, let me think. Now, there was a Mr. and Mrs. Collins. Or was it Rollins? Oh, they were lovely.
Well, never mind. We'll start making a list now. Aunt Effie, think.
Mm-hmm.
This bathrobe, for example. Mm-hmm. Now, what did the man look like? And these ties.
Oh, dear. Now...
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Storytelling is as old as the world itself. Long before recorded history, men have gathered around the proverbial fire and listened to exciting tales of man against man, of man against the elements, of man against himself. Down through history, the art of storytelling has taken many forms. The printed word, the stage, screen, radio, and so on. Some of those forms require your physical presence at specially designated places. All of them, except one, require that you sit down and read or look and listen. Only radio allows you complete physical freedom. That's why daytime radio dramas are the perfect answer to the busy housewife hungering for stories. If you listen to The Couple Next Door and the other fine stories on CBS Radio's winning 7 daytime dramas, you can go about your necessary household tasks. Make Them a Habit, The Romance of Helen Trent, The Couple Next Door, Whispering Streets, Ma Perkins, Young Dr. Malone, The Second Mrs. Burton, and The Right to Happiness. Weekdays on CBS Radio.
My, this is certainly a good dinner. They really have wonderful food on the boat.
Yes, this ghost plan is so good. How is your fit, dear?
I don't know. I'm so uncomfortable in this necktie, not even knowing who it belongs to. It's on my own.
But you could hardly do that, dear, after so many people were lovely enough to lend you things.
Dear, look at that table over by the window. There's a man sort of smiling and nodding at you.
Oh.
Maybe it's his tie.
Oh.
Yes, nod and smile back.
Hey, good evening.
Well, it's a point to your time. Point to the time, sort of say thank you.
Oh.
You
know, yeah. Thank you.
Oh, he looks bewildered.
Yeah.
Apparently he didn't give you the tie. He must have loaned you something else.
Well, I know the people look like he gave Daddy the sports shirt, but I don't see them anywhere in the dining room.
Here come some people I was talking to. Oh, goodness, I can't even remember their names.
I don't know. Don't thank me. No, I was glad to help you after I heard that sad story.
Well, I certainly appreciate you.
Well, just tell me one thing, will you?
Does it fit? Oh, yeah, yes, indeed. By golly, I just said
so. Better on you than it does on me.
Oh, well, I got that, but it's
hey,
fine.
How about joining us in the lounge for a little coffee after dinner, huh?
Well, didn't I tell you everyone was just lovely?
Yes, what do you suppose he meant? Does it fit?
I don't know. Either the sports jacket or some of the 4 sports shirts, I suppose. Oh, boy. You're a humdinger, Aunt Effie.
Well, it's not very funny. Do you realize what a time we're going to have trying to get things back when the ship docks?
Oh, sure. About as Aunt Effie says, isn't it nice to know that everybody's been so lovely? Another man over there bowing and smiling. Maybe this is his time. Thank you. Thank you very much.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Francie Myers, Margaret Hamilton, Louis Van Ruten, Mary Lone, Charles Mendick, and Al Hodge, and is produced by Walter Hodge.